Hello, who are you and where are we?
My name's Lemming. We're at Hackerspace Brisbane and we're running the Maker Camp today.
What's the idea of this space?
The idea of the space is basically provide a place for people to do things. We have about $100,000 worth of equipment conservatively that people can come along and use to build things, use to, you know, do electronics, use to make machines, use to do woodwork. We have guys who do blacksmithing, we have guys who do metal casting, 3D printing, all that sort of thing. It's somewhere that you can come along and have access to all these things without having to pay the, you know, $100,000 to have all of them. Instead, you pay, you know, $60 a month, get your membership, and all sorted.
And today I've seen how many? We've got probably a dozen 3D printers in there?
Yeah.
About that?
Yeah, something like that. What? Our first 3D printer that we built, which was actually one of the first RepRap Mendels in Australia, printed 5 before it got to the point where it wasn't really usable anymore. And that was just because while it had printed 5 other printers, it had also printed 15 billion other things. So.
Right. Wore it out.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, I mean, it got to the point where it was just not serviceable. We still have it. We're planning to get it working again as a bit of nostalgia. But, you know, we've got all the other ones, so there's no hurry.
So what sort of people come here?
Because
here we are on a beautiful summer's day, winter's day in a sunny Brisbane. What sort of people come here?
Largely it's geeks. You know, we come along and we have guys who do electronics, computers, I play with high voltage a lot. We have guys who do the 3D printing.
I love that. I play with high voltage.
Well, you know, I play with it respectfully. But we have everyone you can imagine. We have artists come along. We have, you know, people who are just interested and want to learn this stuff. We have guys who are uni students that are coming along here because they, you know, at uni they can't actually get hands-on with the stuff that they can do here. So it's a broad variety of people. So
yeah, I had a walk through the room just over there behind me, and I saw a couple of lathes, Miller, a large 3D printer that you said that you're going to work up.
Yeah, well, it was a billboard printer, a very large HP billboard printer for doing photo quality billboards, and we're slowly working on turning it into a CNC table that we can put various different tools on, one of which may be a 3D printer. I personally want to turn it into a plasma cutter. We've got other guys who want to turn it into a router, but you know, we may end up just making multi-purpose.
Make multiple heads that can go.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just change out the heads as you need it. You know, it's an amazing machine. It, you know, will do down to sub-millimeter accuracy. Across a 3x2 meter working envelope, has an air table on it, which is powered off a 10,000 watt fan. And that was donated. We paid $250 for a crane truck to go and pick it up, and that's it.
How long have you been in this space? How long has the club? Space existed.
Our founding member Buzz started getting things together in March 2009. It came together formally and was. You know, the group was conceived in May 2009, and that's when we started meeting. I got involved about December 2009 and have been involved since. So we're just over 4 years now and going pretty strong.
And this is a permanent space you've managed to score for a few years.
Yeah, well, we got pretty lucky with the local state government and managed to, in negotiations with them, secure this site. We've got it for a minimum of 5 years. We've got a 3-year lease at the moment with a 2-year option to extend. We've got a minimum for 5 years, and it's probably going to be around 10 to 15, hopefully, before we actually have to move. It's a pretty big space.
That's huge. Yeah. You've got so much land here as these sheds.
There's 3 buildings. So this is, the office building is about 300 square metres. That one's about 200, and this one's about 600. So we're just on 1,100 square metres total in terms of building space, and we're on about 3,700 metres square in terms of ground space.
There are old wharves right beside the Brisbane River.
Well, this is actually the Port Security Quarantine Workshop.
Okay.
This is where they did all the maintenance of forklifts and things like that. I mean, we've got a 2-ton crane in there because of that, you know, so we can, if we need to lift anything heavy, we can. There's a grease pit in there as well.
It's a perfect makerspace, isn't it?
Yeah, we got so lucky with this place. It's just absolutely phenomenal.
It's not pretty. It's quite industrial, but hey, who needs pretty?
We need to make shit. Indeed. We've done a lot of work. We've spent probably about 10 or 15 grand going through. We ripped a lot of walls out of the office area and turned it all into, the big common room that you saw. We also did the floor in there. And the warehouse building, we had to go through and replace all the guttering on it because it was more holes than metal. And the same with a lot of the roofing. All the translucent panels on the roof had to be replaced. So we put a lot of work into this place, and there's a lot to go. but it's getting there. You know.
And it's a good space for putting things together.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, you've got this giant concrete area out here which you can do, you know, anything you want with. I mean, we've got guys over there doing blacksmithing, as you can see. We've got Mike here in his DeLorean. He's planning to work on that later in the grease pit. You know, we've got guys who will come in here and we had one guy build a gyrocopter and was coming in here and, you know, working on the gyrocopter out here, you know, so...
Sounds amazing. I'm going to keep having a look around, maybe see what this blacksmith's doing that you can hear in the background.
Yeah, it's a bit of fun to watch. You might even, if you talk to him, he'll probably even give you a go. So
yeah, excellent. Thanks, Lemmy.
No problems.
Cheers.